had to change the, you know what I mean? I had to change the clips up, man, for Reese B.
Try to stay humble, but niggas that make that hard to do. Show a little bit of promise, niggas that target you. Especially when you're surrounded by niggas who jealous, they not hard at you. Wanna be on TV, niggas want me to be a news article with soldiers when I'm marching through. Certified steppers if we marching through. Nigga with a don't bang, might as well mark it too. Come here, homie, let me bark at you. Swear to God, niggas, it's finished if we start with you. Don't shot and all ops, you don't got the heart to do. Oh God, we giving you niggas the rundown. Op niggas get gunned down. Friday, birthface, we not finna wait until the sun down. Spin it until I put one down. They give me the drop, I come down. Friday, birthface, we not finna wait until the sun down. We giving you niggas the rundown. Op niggas get gunned down. Friday, birthface, we not finna wait until the sun down. Spin it until I put one down. They give me the drop, I come down. Friday, birthface, we not finna wait until the sun down. Ops took a brother from me. Cops took an onion from me. Tough on the internet, but in the flesh, niggas be running from me. Hunger pains in my tummy, never going back to that. Niggas who ain't no shit wanna sneak this, I never react to that. Ever since one of your partners die, you'll never be the same after that. Crackers trying to give a nigga 10 non-violent, I'ma do half of that. Now you niggas congratulate the same nigga you was laughing at. Back in the day when I couldn't get rid of a half a crack. Oh God, the life you niggas be claiming to live is a facade. Niggas that claim to be one way, but really a bitch on the inside. Man. Niggas a snitch on the inside, niggas act sick when the click ride.
Man.
You neutral, you a op, nigga pick a side. Oh God, we giving you niggas the rundown. Op niggas get gunned down. Friday, birthface, we not finna wait until the sun down. Spin it until I put one down. They give me the drop, I come down. Friday, birthface, we not finna wait until the sun down.
Man, I had to go back and do my history on you. Man, nigga been spitting.
Bees, niggas on their knees.
Man.
Hey, Juice, let me know, sir.
My niggas is from the fourth, they hella active, never lacking. We run red lights in traffic, we up semi-automatics. We get the drop, but we at it, dramatic. On God, you niggas don't really want no static. On blood. My niggas is from the fourth, they hella active, never lacking. We run red lights in traffic, we up semi-automatics. We get the drop, but we at it, dramatic. On God, you niggas don't really want no static. On blood. Fuck all that shit you bitch ass niggas talking about. Pull up on them in the Cadillac with my arm out. You niggas better be in the house tucked in whenever that swarm out. I'm from Midwest City where niggas get knocked off when it's warm out. Them niggas that you been warm out. Body count going up, nigga, it's war out. Niggas acting like goons and not get wore out when the four out. You better get low on bro, I'm looking to kill shit. I'm a nigga that you gotta keep it 100 with to deal with. I drill shit. Kick in the door, you better be real still, bitch. Nigga don't got no prop gun, oh God, this real still, bitch. I drill shit. Kick in the door, you better be real still, bitch. Nigga don't got no prop gun, your cap can't get peeled, bitch. On blood. My niggas is from the fourth, they hella active, never lacking. We run red lights in traffic, we up semi-automatics. We get the drop, but we at it, dramatic. On God, you niggas don't really want no status. On blood. My niggas is from the fourth, they hella active, never lacking.
Man, y'all niggas did what y'all had to do. I'm the black side, yo, Bob, nigga.
Yeah, I said that for a reason.
I know you escaped from the pen.
Yo, I escaped from the pen. I'm the black side, yo, Bob.
I ain't know that.
Made the whole song with us.
Man. I'm excited for you to be here, Reese B.
Yeah, I
appreciate it. Well, you better know what you're doing or you won't survive. And if the police pull us over, bet we don't comply. Keep it a buck, I cross my heart, but I don't hope to die. How to survive the 405. Well, you better know what you're doing or you won't survive. And if the police pull us over, bet we don't comply. Keep it a buck, I cross my heart, but I don't hope to die. How to survive the 405.
When it come to getting money, the only color is green. And if you asking about Barbie, they gon' tell you three things. She bout a bread, never scared, and she chasing a dream. She known for fucking with niggas that's accurate with that beam. When I'm Maurice, I keep the peace, they politicking in these streets. But I write my own shit, so can't nobody speak for me. Send a hollow to your mans, then lay down and take a plea. Yeah, you know they call me Barbie, but you better not play with me, nigga.
405. Well, you better know what you doing or you won't survive. And if the police pull us over, bet we don't comply. Keep it a buck, I cross my heart, but I don't hope to die. How to survive the 405.
Turn me up, GQ.
Man. That nigga G, he do you some slappers too, man.
Yeah, he went off.
Shot of Brady podcast, man. This episode 186, man, up in here, man, with Reese B, man. Little Reese B, man. What's good with you, man?
Man, working.
Man, I appreciate your time, man.
Appreciate it.
For real, man. Like, nah, man. Like, the first time I seen Reese B, man, was at the KO show, right? And shit, man, I'm at the bar. And shit, man, I see you, man, like, just hit the stage, man, like 100 deep, right? So I'm like, damn, nigga, who is this? So then, nigga, yo, Flo, I'm like, oh, shit, this nigga is nice right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, you stood out, like the whole stage was deep, right? Nigga, but you still stood out, though. I was like, okay, yeah, man, this nigga got it.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man, nah, man, what's good with you, though, man?
Hey, man, back home for a few days.
Yeah, man. Like you said that you was in Cali.
Yeah, I live in Cali.
Okay, damn. Okay, already. So you from here?
Yeah, I'm from the Dub.
Oh, okay, the Dub.
Yeah, Midwest City.
Yeah, man. Shit, like I heard it in the music. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you stay repping your shit.
Yep.
Okay. So you grew up in Midwest City.
I grew up and on the west side, my daddy stayed in Midwest City. I was back and forth.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And
my daddy stayed in my hood.
Okay.
So that's the hood I rep.
Okay, right. Okay, so.
My mama didn't stay in no hood. She stayed in the nice part of town. My daddy stayed in the hood. That's the hood I rep. If my daddy didn't stay in no hood, I probably wouldn't rep one.
Oh, okay. Man, so when'd you jump off the porch then? Like in the streets then, you know what I'm saying? Because your music is street music, right?
Shit, I caught my first felony at 12.
Okay, so 12.
I'm gonna say 12.
Yeah, I heard that in the song too.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stolen car in the drive-by.
Okay. What just being in your hood, like fucking with the wrong crowd or what?
No.
Or just niggas that you wanted to be around?
Nope. Just me being me and my cousin.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Being bad. Shit.
Yeah, just being bad to the motherfucker.
Yep.
Right. Nah. When'd you jump off in the street life though?
About 12.
Okay, 12. Okay, yeah.
I was full-fledged claiming bloods at 12.
Okay, right.
Mm-hmm.
So did you go to school?
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
I went to school, but I ain't never make it through. Like,
yeah.
8th grade, I got expelled. 9th grade, I just...
Okay, yeah.
10th grade, I just didn't go because I was in jail from 15, 16, 17. I got out when I was 18.
Oh, for real? Mm-hmm. Okay, damn. So you lived a rough life then?
Just a lot of jail.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, a whole lot of jail.
Yeah. So what did that do to you? Because I can hear it in the music. You know what I'm saying?
Smarter, for sure.
Okay, yeah, right.
But, man, without jail and everything I've been through, I wouldn't have shit to talk about. So it's a blessing.
Exactly.
Let me say it like that.
Exactly. And like, you could put, like, whatever that you've been through, shit, man, you could put it in the music. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so when did you start rapping then?
I'm going to say started rapping in June or some shit. 2020. My first song came out.
What you mean, June 2020? Nigga, last year?
Yep. I started taking it serious September last year.
So you start rapping in June.
Mm-hmm.
And you this nice.
You know, when you coming up and shit, you shoot the shit with your partners.
Y'all yeah, rap. Like the freestyle and shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? My partner's always like, nigga, you cold, nigga, what you woo.
But you never put a song until when?
September.
Of last year?
Yep.
Oh, my God. So you've been sitting on your talent. Nigga, did you know that you had it in you?
Nope. I, you know what I'm saying?
So you weren't rapping in jail?
Nope.
I know niggas was rapping in there, though.
Yeah, niggas was, but... Like at a couple places I was at, that was the thing to do. But everywhere I was, it wasn't like, you know what I'm saying, nigga rap. So, you know what I'm saying, I ain't the type of nigga to go out there and be like.
So, was you writing?
Yep.
Oh, you was writing?
In jail?
Yeah.
No.
Damn. So, you really just started last year. Yeah, bro, this ain't normal, bro. your flow ain't normal. You know that, right?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Like, who's saying it? Like, who's
everybody.
Yeah, bro, this ain't normal, bro. This is, your shit is like a Brother Lynch and the Luna Coleon mix. And them niggas is legend. And your flow is already jumping off the porch like that. So this shit ain't normal, bro. I don't, like, talented niggas, man, they just don't be getting their talent. They think it's just, no, nigga, this ain't normal, bro. Like, nigga, how you be coming on the song? That ain't normal. Nigga, how you know a nigga when to punch in your shit? Nigga, how you know all this shit within a year?
Shit, I don't even punch in. I just go say that shit flat out. How you heard is how I said it. I don't do no punches. I say it one take. And then shit, I go back in and do my double ups. Then I might hit some ad libs. That shit over with. That's how that go.
It's over with.
Yeah, it's over with. It's over with about 10 minutes. I have my verse done. Wrote, done, and all that. Wrote, recorded, done.
Yeah, that ain't nothing normal about that, bro. So, nigga, that shit a gift, bro, for real. Okay, nigga, so what'd you say to yourself? Like, why'd you start rapping then?
Well, shit. I was fresh up out of, fresh out the county in California. And shit, ain't had no money, shit, keep it real. I fresh yeah. out of jail, broke. And my baby mama, Perry, she was like, shit, you should rap. You should do this freestyle because everybody on there suck. And you know, I rap for her and shit. She heard it. And then she was like, you should do this freestyle. You'll win. He giving out $500.
Okay.
And I did
it. Yeah, in Cali?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And the views I got, I was just like, shit, let me do another one. Shit, this motherfucker might get more views. I was bullshitting on that one. Did another one for another challenge. It started off with challenges.
For real?
Yep. In California, doing challenges and shit for Ash Bash, ATM Richie.
Think so you won the first challenge?
Yeah, that's a whole nother. Yeah, I won that shit.
Oh, you won it?
Yeah, man, the nigga wound up getting into it and shit.
Well, he didn't pay you?
No.
Oh, for real?
Nah, then Joe Moses, I did the Red Homie Challenge.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I pretty much won that one.
Oh, okay.
Everybody told me I won that one, then he changed the rules up and shit.
Right, so
that
right.
That was like the last challenge. It wasn't no more. Cause
so did you get any bread, though?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Nope, some little clout, kind of.
Right, right.
That's it.
So then you said, what, you got something?
I'm getting shit from the niggas.
Nah. No, I'm saying, like, you got some shit, like, in rapping.
Have I got some money?
No, like, once you did the challenges, you're like, okay, damn, shit, oh, I can
yeah.
rap.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that. It was just like, shit, man, how can you make some money with this shit?
Right, exactly, exactly.
And then I hit my cousin Nick up. He stay out there. He do music and shit.
Okay.
And I was like, shit, man, I'm trying to rap, man, because these niggas
saying I'm nice.
Not even that. It's just like, shit, I ain't the worst rapper. I know that. So I'm just like, shit, if some of these people can do it,
right,
shit,
right.
I can fucking try.
Okay, right, exactly.
Yeah, that's how that happened.
So did he help you with it?
Yeah, I wouldn't. Man, with that shit, it's like, it don't work without the other one.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like the producer and all that.
Yeah, we like a team with it. It's like a, right. Like, even, okay, my songs with GQ, they hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But me and my cousin got, like, a sound.
Okay, right.
Like,
exactly.
Banging out the dark, my street, like, it's a certain sound.
Exactly.
That's because GQ and me, we just get in the studio when we get in there. But me right. and my cousin, we actually sit in there
right.
and try to figure out ways yeah. to make different
exactly. shit. He know your sound. He know yeah. your voice. He know your flow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And everybody got their own producer, like they right hand, you know what I'm saying, like producer who helps them get their flow out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure me and GQ had more time.
Right.
It'll be like that too.
Yeah, but he still gave you some slaps though.
Damn right.
Yeah. But them other ones is slaps too. And them other ones bring it like the intro. That bring out your whole flow.
Shout out Dooley.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like
this tape was like a, you know what I'm saying? pretty much already set in stone. Then I heard that beat and he put it on Instagram. I was like, man, let me get that shit. I kill that shit. And he sent that motherfucker.
Oh, did he? Right. Yeah, but before this tape, there's a tape before this, though. That motherfucker sound good, too, though. You know what I'm saying? And that's got a lot of singing and shit on there. Like, I like that. You know what I'm saying? So, So what type of zone shit, like, was you in, like, when you made that first one this year?
Man, honestly, it don't even be like a zone. Shit, I be at the house. My cousin hit me up like, man, come to the studio, man. It's that time I come.
Okay, yeah.
And then we just make that shit.
Damn. Like, so you just could just make this off top. You ain't even thinking about it.
Shit, I heard a beat, and then I write when I heard a beat. I can't just, like, just sit there and write just how niggas just write loads of shit.
Right, right.
Like, I got to hear the beat. And then when I feel the beat, it just comes. Right, I just got to write it.
Right. And, like, you've been through so much, nigga, that it's easy to just rap what you seen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shit, and what you lived.
Living.
Right.
For real.
Right. Okay. Man, so what did your hood think of you now?
Man, they...
Because if you just started less than a year ago, nigga, this is new to them, too, then.
Yeah, most of them.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, but... For the most part, they all support me, man. And like I be saying, I ain't shit without, like, that support.
Right.
Because a lot of my image come from, like, damn, that nigga really?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm a man on my own, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't saying it like that, but you know what I'm saying? I got to be good in the hood.
Oh, yeah. Off top. So, do you think your music is scary to people?
Not scary. I think it... Make them think I'm like, a certain kind of way. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Towards everybody.
Okay.
And I might like how I am to people that is
right
in that lifestyle. Or I'm supposed to be like that too. I ain't just like that to no fucking civilian.
Right.
Like, what's up, nigga? Like, that's how people think I am. Dog.
Right. Right. Yeah, man. But it's so, man. It's so captivating, though, man. You know what I'm saying? Like when you get on the track, man. Like. We can really listen to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's that old Ludie Colleon feel, my nigga, for real, man. Like, I don't think that you get how talented shit that you really is.
Man, I just be trying to stay humble.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, man. Well, let's bring in the track, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's the best way to put that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, man. Just catch your eye. You know what I'm saying? It's my shit, man. It's just like me and my partner, you know what I'm saying? Like, like my hood on the north is big, you know what I'm saying? So we really feeling this shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, and my hood is really playing this shit right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, North Highlands and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, the whole hood is playing. Yeah, yeah.
Get better, Bo.
Already.
Shout out to Humble Man. Get better, bud.
Already. Yeah, man. Let's bring in that... Yeah, man, they catch you up. Yeah, bring it in.
Yeah, shout out Caruso, man. The homie made the beat, man.
Yeah.
And I did what I did on it, man. Catch you up.
Yeah. He said, I did what I did on it.
Niggas that made me climb about my hearse, letting my semi-automatic curse, letting my little sister put a curse on one of you bitch niggas. Motherfuckers really mad, they can't do shit with us. Fuck having it in the trunk, we got them shits with us. Niggas really wanna win, our family gang, they better.
Bro, you think that this is normal? How you just come on the beat like this, fast rapping? Niggas wish they could rap fast.
I think it's just.
I can't even talk fast, nigga. I stutter, nigga. Like you just coming on the beat just. And you just think this shit normal, bro?
Okay, I be thinking about it like you know, if everybody just would be theyself and not ride the wave and rap like how they see the hottest nigga rapping.
Right, right.
Imagine how many other different styles we'll have out here.
Mm.
Niggas don't be rapping like they self. They be trying to rap like what's in.
Mm-hmm,
even rappers that is in eventually start rapping with the trend when they feel they self not. Having a certain amount of buzz.
Right.
If you feel me.
Right. But still, your flow, though, do you think it's normal? Do you think
No, I purposely want my shit to be different.
Exactly.
Letting my little sister put a curse on one of you bitch niggas. Motherfuckers really mad, they can't do shit with us. Fuck having it in the trunk, we got them shits with us. Niggas really wanna win, our family gang, they better stick with us. Blicks with us, got sticks and a couple niggas who know some tricks with us. Slithering, we catching me, better not be with it. Chillin', thinking he chillin'. He dude, and it's gon' be a cold blood killing. On God.
I'm from a place where everybody wish a nigga would. Get that understood when you come through chucking up your hood. Catch a hop and we gon' smoke him like a pound of good. Wish a nigga would. Niggas better get that understood. I'm from a place where everybody wish a nigga would. I'm from a place where everybody wish a nigga would.
Throwing it up like graduation caps. I'm strapped, the nigga not looking to scrap. Catching you niggas like it is a rap. Reese not tolerating no crap. Thinking the nigga just all rapped. The lick get slapped. And if he whoop me on my set, he gon' get clapped. Been thugging since I was a chap. Caught my first case at 11. 187. Praying to God, my mama don't find this back 11. Under my mattress. Three bodies in one night. We call it a hat trick. Keep that shit. We living out niggas at the rocks like Patrick. We accurate.
I don't even know what it means.
You know when they score three goals in a game in hockey? They score three times, a hat trick.
Bro, you witty too, right? Yeah, like
you. I'm from a place where everybody wish a nigga would. Get that understood when you come through chucking up your hood.
So did we underestimate you then?
Shit, I don't know.
Or did you underestimate yourself?
Nope, I just feel like I'm only as good as everybody else feel I am.
Nah, because that little line right there, then you explained it to me. You know, I would never know that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we scored three times. It's a hat trick. Yeah. Wayne Gretzky. Yeah.
Man, your ass is crazy. Okay, so then on this, you know what I'm saying? Like you had the volume on the first one, but then like you didn't go to volume two, like you went to this.
Yep.
Yeah.
When I do that shit, it's just, you know what I'm saying? It just come.
Oh, okay, right.
It just come.
Yeah. So how do you pronounce it?
What? This?
Yeah.
Activities.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. Yeah, man. Because your last tape was hard to pronounce, too.
Bottom boy.
Yeah, man, but it's spelled all type of ways. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I kind of gang banged.
Yeah. Okay, so what type of mood was you in on this, dog? Because you going at niggas, though, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first tape, it was for fun.
Oh, God, it was.
I said more for fun. This tape is just on.
Nigga, this shit is, this shit is aggressive, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to prove that shit. I'm good around this motherfucker.
Right. Yeah, man, but your features already say you good, though. Nigga, Neighborhood Barbie, and then you got, been a nigga P-Walk going crazy.
Yeah, he's stupid.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, the top niggas already respect you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you coming in the game like that, though. And shit, like, you already on the podcast, nigga, just from your talent. You know what I'm saying? Because I just ain't going to, you know, like, I just don't give anybody the platform, my nigga. Like, you got to be good at this shit. Like, you got to take this shit serious. And how you coming on this tape. And then when I go back and see, oh, this nigga already been working on this shit. You know what I'm saying? But damn, less than a year?
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Man, I'm excited to see what's going to come from you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I just want to be rich.
Yeah.
Right. Everybody got a motive. Some people want
right.
a million followers. Some people won't.
Yeah.
I want to be rich however it happened.
Right. Nah, yeah, man, but you in Cali, dog, nigga. So you right in the scene. You just got to get heard, nigga. So how you going to push your shit out there?
Shit, man, it kind of push itself.
Oh, it do? Okay.
Yeah, with Instagram.
Okay, right.
You know what I'm saying? It's,
right.
It's wherever you want to be mm-hmm. when you're on Instagram. It's right. just how you know what I'm saying, market yourself or whatever, promote.
Right. Okay. There's a little thing that you can get, right? Because it's a digital era. Like, there's just a code. Like, when you're talking to people out there, they can just scan that code and all your music come up.
Oh, like a QR code?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So do you got that?
Nope.
Because there's a lot of people out there, you know what I'm saying? And you can talk to people and then they could just scan that and go to all your music.
I seen some cards like that with the QR codes on them, people passing them out.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up for you, Shin. I'm going to send it to you. You know what I'm saying? Because that Cali market, nigga, that's only one. You only a person away, shit, from being rich out there, my nigga, because your flow is ready. You know what I'm saying? And, like, you really living it. You know what I'm saying? Like, these niggas really be faking it, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but shit, man, fucked up as that is, them the people that get famous, get on, get deals.
Yeah.
The weirdest, weeniest.
Right.
You see they got that fool sliding down that fucking pole.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Then that nigga Kid Cudi was in the dress last night.
That's the shit.
Right. Nah, but there's still a lane for that shit, though. You know what I'm saying? Like that real shit. And like that Cali market, nigga, you can get rich on the underground on that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. I don't feel like my music ain't. I can, you know what I'm saying? You probably could clean it up, make it. Yeah. I don't make my shit for the radio.
Right.
So I ain't pressed about trying to get on the radio. You know what I'm saying? If it happened, I appreciate it. But shit I be saying, I be like, man, this shit ain't for no radio.
Right.
Then I already got little badass kids.
Yeah.
Like playing my shit with thinking they doing something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So what would you say your flow is? Who would you listening to? You know what I'm saying? Like when you was growing up.
DMX, that's
DMX, yeah, damn.
That's
okay.
My favorite rapper, rest in peace,
man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Rest in peace, because that been my favorite rapper.
Right. Okay. Damn.
Him, Mystical, and Boosie is at a close third for sentimental reasons. I just Boosie, yeah. Boosie.
Right. Right. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I was full-fledged in the field with Boosie.
Okay. Yeah.
But DMX, he's just my favorite rapper. Just period.
And I can see the resemblance shit from all three. You know what I'm saying? Because they all nigga been through tough times too.
It's like, you know, any style of rap came from somewhere.
Right.
Everybody influenced by somebody.
Exactly. That's why I wanted to know yours.
Yeah, them.
Yeah.
That's what I said. You know, everybody be like, you sound like this, that.
Mm-hmm.
But to me personally, I tried to take DMX passion.
Yeah.
Mystical, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Tongue twist.
Right, right.
And just Boosie, just my nigga.
Right, off top.
That's just my nigga.
Nah, like you real like Boosie.
Appreciate that shit. That's
like you'll knock a nigga off like Boosie.
I appreciate that. As fucked up as that is, I appreciate that.
Hey, because them niggas still got what's coming to them in the D. My nigga Boosie, you know what I'm saying?
Can't play with that man like that, man.
You cannot play with Boosie Boo like that. I'm telling you, my nigga, but nah. Nah, nigga, but I can see y'all linking up, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Oh, God. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it ain't hard. All he wanted is to a fucking bag. He doing anything. He out here promoting water.
That's city.
He out here.
Yeah, and he be down here a lot.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like with Rob Stovall.
Yeah,
you know
back
what
in
I'm
the
saying?
Day, he was down here a whole lot.
Oh, for real?
Down here a lot. Him and Webby.
Mm.
When they had Phoenix on the East. Yeah, he used to be down here a lot back then.
Yeah. Okay, so what we got coming this summer? You know what I'm saying? Because you already dropped two.
Yeah, I got another tape dropping.
Oh, damn.
May the 16th.
You said May. Man, this shit ain't coming out till late May. Damn, so you already going to have a third one.
Yep. It's already almost done.
Damn, 3 in 1 year.
Shit, it's going to be about 10 by the end of this year. Push for 10. Yep.
Nigga, that's like what? That's over 100 songs you going to give us.
Yep. Trying to catch up. Yeah. Got to catch up, man.
Damn, nigga. So that nigga Lil Reese be, what? Nigga be working.
Got to.
What, all day?
Nah, not all day, but when I go, I go.
Right.
I kind of, you know what I'm saying? When I get in the studio, I get in there. When I When I'm making videos, I'm making videos.
Right.
But shit, the music, that shit is easy.
Yeah, I seen your videos going crazy. Numbers going crazy. Like, yeah. Niggas ain't jumping in like that, bro. I don't know if you know that, but niggas ain't jumping in with 1,000+ videos. Niggas gotta start like 200. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, like, promote, you know, like, man. But, you know, nigga, like, your flow speak for itself, nigga. So niggas is fucking with it worldwide.
Yeah, I appreciate that shit.
Yeah. Would they be hitting you up?
Yeah. Yeah, I be getting hit. That shit's crazy, man.
Yeah.
You don't feel it.
Right.
And I don't really, you know what I'm saying, play into it or care, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And I ain't gonna feel it until I get a big check.
Okay, right. Okay, so what would make Reach be happy then? Like, what number?
What you mean? Like a check?
Yeah, like a 7-figure or a 6-figure?
Gotta be a meal.
Okay, a meal off top.
I want a meal.
Okay, a meal.
Mm-hmm.
After taxes.
After taxes, after, I want a whole meal.
After taxes, you want the meal in your account.
I want that. I want to be a millionaire.
Okay, well, a millionaire is a couple M's.
Yeah, I need that.
Yeah, off top.
Whatever would solidify me as a millionaire, that's what I want to be.
Right. Okay, yeah, man. Well, you just started and you got time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you only 30, like you said. You know, niggas don't touch an M till about 40, 45. That's the average time for a man to touch the M. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, you got time.
Yep. But yeah. I'm going to get it before that.
Yeah, I know you want it now.
Yeah, I'm going to get that before that.
I know you is, my nigga. So 10 tapes this year. God damn.
Yo, that's what I'm pushing for.
Yeah, niggas are not playing with this shit. And I love that. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't like niggas who be a nigga playing with this rap shit, man. You know, because it's too many niggas in the way with this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I like the way you just fucking said that shit.
Yeah, man. It's too many niggas in the way, man. You know, that's why the real niggas is up here right now, man. You know?
I don't be, you know what I'm saying? Who am I to say who in a way? The way that shit be going, but.
Right.
You know, I got my own personal opinion, but shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That homie shit, you just gotta tell you. If it's your homie, you just gotta tell him, man, he trash. Because if I was trash, just tell me, man. Straight up, don't have me out there like that.
Right. No. But then, like, man, some homies crossed you too, though. You know what I'm saying? Because you said in the music. And I appreciate that too, because I had some niggas cross me too. And I think so. I'll be turning that shit up when that shit come on.
Yeah, that's part of life, though.
Oh, God, it is. You know, that's part of growth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just to see what energies match you, shit and shit like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or just make you wiser for the next one trying to play you or something like that.
Exactly.
Lesson learned.
Right. Man, and that's why I tell myself shit. That I'm just like a student of life. You know what I'm saying, nigga? So I'm gonna make mistakes. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Already. Okay, yeah, man. I appreciate your time, Reach B. You know what I'm saying? Like, your shit is coming, man. You got 10 tapes coming this year, man. You know what I'm saying?
As many as possible.
Yeah.
As many as possible.
Okay. So you got any new shit on you?
Nope.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
No, my relative out there, man, he don't even play that shit.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He worried with that shit. He ain't gonna, he don't play that shit.
Y'all keep it in the studio.
He keep it in the studio.
Yeah.
He be doing
so little, a nigga don't leak your shit.
So I don't until he feel like it's done with what he gotta do.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because I put it out if it's raw.
Yeah, he a perfectionist.
Mm, yep.
Yeah. Okay, so then you said, man, that got the videos.
Yeah.
Like, you did one last night, you said?
No, I just finished one.
Oh, okay, damn.
Me and KO just finished one.
What, you just left the...
Yep.
Okay, damn.
Me and KO just had a video.
Oh, okay.
I got another one at 4 with Scholar Kid.
Oh, okay.
My Street.
Mm.
I got one at 9. I'm gonna shoot Catch a Op. Was gonna be
oh, for real?
Not Friendly Remix, but my bro got shot.
Oh, okay, damn.
So yeah, man, I couldn't do that one.
Well, damn, for real? Okay, wait a minute, nigga. So So you left the video, then you came here to do the podcast. Mm-hmm. You do another video, and then another video. So two more videos today.
Three.
Okay, damn, this nigga really living this rap shit.
Me and P-Wop.
Oh, okay, damn, nigga, P-Wop.
Yep, catch it up. Yeah, I got three. Three more to go.
What, today?
Today, yo. Today.
That nigga working.
Today. Had one on my birthday, too, on April 8th, Thursday.
Thursday? Oh, for real?
Yep, shot the rundown. I'm about to drop videos off. I'm about to drop them off.
Oh, God, you is. Okay, damn. This nigga working. Okay, man, I love to see it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's going down.
Yeah, man, and I appreciate you nigga, just coming through and fucking with me. You know what I mean?
Anytime, bro.
Yeah, already. Yeah, shit, like, 10 tapes, yeah, like, you got to come back this year. You know what I'm saying? Because, shit, like, we got to run down them tapes, man.
Damn right.
Yeah. So, was the streets fucking with you, though?
Yeah.
Like, when they see you out and shit?
Man, I don't be in Oklahoma City enough to know, but you know.
Okay, yeah.
From the messages I get.
Okay, yeah, they tapping in.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then you said your baby mama crazy.
Nah, she ain't really crazy. She just don't play that shit.
Right. So those DMs, like, you can't even.
Man, when I get some crazy shit like that, I just give her the phone. Straight up.
Like, look, man, it ain't even me.
Nah, I don't even say nothing. I just hand it over. That's how they go. That's just how that goes.
Oh, God, man. Nah, man, I appreciate you, bro. Like, real talk, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's good to talk to you and get to know, like, the artist, like, behind all this aggressive shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Already. Shout out Brandy Podcast, man. That's episode 186.
Damn right.
Man, with Little Reese B. Tell them where to get all your music and shit and your social media.
LILREEZE underscore B, Lil Reese B. That's my Instagram. Mm-hmm. My music is on all platforms. Anywhere you type in my name, you're going to find it.
Already.
So that's just how that goes. If you want to find it, just type my name in or wherever you listen to music.
Yeah. And I appreciate you. And we're going to ride out to my streets.
Get disfigured whenever the family clicks. Slither your gun big, my shit bigger. Boy, I'm a real life. I'm so cold, man, I can make a hot boy chill, nigga. I'm ill, nigga. Got shit to live for, but I will kill niggas. On God, fuck how you feel, nigga. People don't want to deal with us. Whenever we get in the club, we got that steel with us. Niggas better keep it real with us. Eliminate all facts. Niggas who fuck with Jake. Hop in the bucket, we looking for life to take. On God.
Give a nigga 50 feet. Me and my niggas roll 50 D's. No surrender, no retreat. Ready to die behind my street. I never ride without my heat. In my lap or under the seat. On my life, on Jesus Christ, I'm ready to die behind my street. Give a nigga 50 feet. Me and my niggas roll 50 D's. No surrender, no retreat. Ready to die behind my street. I never ride without my heat. In my lap or under the seat. On my life, on Jesus Christ, I'm ready to die behind my street.
Little Reese B, the sickest, the illest, the roughest, the rawest. Whatever you want to call it, chewing niggas up like whatchamacallit. I'm ready to go regardless. You niggas ain't hard, you heartless. Rapping niggas up in carpet. Talking too much will make you niggas targets. I'm not no regular artist. Hang out the window, we go retarded. I go the hardest. Give it some time, let's see who go the farthest. Making mad marches when we slide to your section. We not the same. I go to my trap, you go to the law for protection. Get in my lane and we wrecking. Who niggas be thinking they checking? Get down like Eddie, I'm checking.
It's your cousin on the beat.
Keep talking, they gon' find what's left and you naked. And I'm only fucking with official niggas who really be decking. Oh God.
Give a nigga 50 feet. Me and my niggas roll 50 D. No surrender, no retreat. Ready to die behind my street. I never ride without my heat. In my lap or under the seat. On my life, on Jesus Christ, I'm ready to die behind my street. Give a nigga 50 feet. Me and my niggas roll 50 D. No surrender, no retreat. Ready to die behind my street. I never ride without my heat. In my lap or under the seat. On my life, on Jesus Christ, I'm ready to die behind my street.
Little Reese beat. The sickest, the illest, the roughest, the rawest. Whatever you want to call it. Chewing niggas up like whatchamacallit.
Yeah, that's my favorite song.
For real.